Hello, America. Dave Hodges here in our preliminary segment before we join our guest. And we're going to be talking about a lot of different issues today, but primarily we'll be talking about the danger of the vaccines that continue to go untested on human beings. And we're making this a consistent theme as we go through the week. And my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, we have so much going on right now in the world. They're coming at us with everything they've got. The globalists are making their move. There's no question. And are you ready? Are you ready for what's coming? And what I mean by that is, do you know under the Dodd-Frank law of 2010, they can take your bank account, they can take your retirement if it's connected to one of their financial institutions, and they don't have to even give you a reason. And right now, we're seeing banks deny people withdrawing money. PayPal seizing funds and using it as interest-free loans, and they're doing it for months at a time. Well, this is why you need to get out of the system as much as you can, and you need Noble Gold. Now, what does Noble Gold do for you? It'll put your retirement, for example, which is soon to be worthless, under your control and back it with gold. Remember, the bankers have destroyed the dollar. We've lost 85% of the value since the 1980s. Gold has, it's held its value for 6,000 years, and we can do the same thing for your bank account. All you have to do is let me send you a free information packet. Comes electronically. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. Or you can call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. This is an important show. I hope you take heed, because the life that you save may very well be your own. Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We have Dr. Carrie Madej with us. And I want to say, as a way of introduction before we talk about the kill shots, so to speak, is that these efforts to depopulate are all around the country. I've got life insurance executives telling me privately, Dave, did you know the lifespan of America has gone down 3 years in the last 4 years? And we think it's because of the vaccines. We're paying off death benefits for people 15 years old for myocarditis. And they right now they're saying 47% of the population is projected to die before their expected life expectancy. So this is underway now. The intent is real clear. The life insurance companies officially are saying, we're doubling your rates because of natural disasters and blah, blah, blah. But that's not what it is. That's the cover story. They're doing it because the vaccines are killing people. And here to talk to us about it is Dr. Carrie Madej. Carrie, welcome to the show. I'm glad you could join us. I'm not even sure where to start with this, because this is such a diabolical part. What's a good place to jump in?
Well, I just tell people that doctors don't get trained in vaccines, maybe 4 hours, literally 4 hours, and that's it. And I know I was trained in an osteopathic institution, so this is more holistic than the average allopathic. And they kind of made it sound like, oh, it's kind of like a homeopathic remedy. I mean, complete and fabricated lies, but this is what they were taught. And so this is what happened. So just letting you know that doctors don't have the education that you think they
I'm losing you.
Unless they take it themselves. Yeah. And so I learned about the average, just the average vaccine. And I was horrified to find out that really there's no bona fide proof that any of the vaccines ever given have that the benefits outweigh the risks, meaning we should never really have approved them or encouraged them like we have. And then you get to, and then also knowing that I tell people this is quite important to know. I found out that the tetanus vaccine since 1972 has been used as a way of population control. So the NIH and some other organizations have an international group. You can still find evidence online in the PubMed. If you search for it properly, you'll see that they started to use this to affect women's fertility and then men's fertility. Yeah. So this has not been used primarily for what people think is tetanus. This has been used for population control since 1972. They put the pregnancy hormone inside, and so your body will attack anything inside the vaccine. And so over time, the body learns to attack an early pregnancy. So I'm just letting people know that this story is not new. This is an old story that just hasn't been taught to a lot of us. And so now we're going to the next phase of population control with these COVID shots, and there's nothing in them that we can really say is a vaccine. So that's why we don't really call them vaccines. And I learned about the ingredients of these COVID shots primarily through a business owners meeting that I attended in Metro Atlanta and, the end of 2014, and also some world scientific meetings through organization called A4M. And Craig Venter was one of the key speakers at one of the talks that I went to. So knowing what these ingredients could do and what they could be used for, and I saw them in this COVID shot, this is what really alarmed me. And then on top of that, I went ahead and I have looked at these injections, these vials that they're calling the COVID shots under the back, under the microscope. And I was, just disgusted to see that what they're putting under the, into the vials that I can visibly see there's evidence of superconducting material. So like a liquefied computing material.
Liquefied computing material. Can you define that a little bit more?
It's called superconducting material. So what I was observing, what would be these carbon nanotubules, they appeared to be graphene-like. Graphene is a substance like the old number two pencils where you put your pencil on a paper and you scratch it. So you could, that substance actually is very wonderful at conducting electricity. It can go down to one atom thick, which is nothing, right? And that can conduct electricity. And so they were using this and have used this and continue to use this to make very tiny microscopic ways of using electricity inside of things, including organic living things like us, or animals, et cetera, or plants. And then the nanotubules can be a kind of a construct. They can come together and form a network that could be used for really making a wireless device, for instance. So you could have something, I know it sounds strange to people, but we have technology that has not been really talked about openly. And now we're finding out about this because it is possible to put substances inside the human body so that that human body will become a wireless device, meaning you're walking around and it's almost as if your cell phone was now embedded inside of you. And for people that think this is just too far out there, please look at a company called Profusa, P-R-O-F-U-S-A. This is a DARPA company. And I think you can still find some commercials on YouTube. Hopefully they did not take those down, but they've been out there for quite some time. And so they talk about having a substance called hydrogel. Hydrogel is a very important substance that can be inside the human body. It doesn't usually get rejected by the human body. This is what makes it so special and why it works. So it's not rejected, but yet it can make itself look like your human tissue. You don't see it or feel it. Now, it can do many different functions. It can hold biosensors. So a biosensor can tell you what your heart rate is, your blood pressure, your blood sugar. And that's what Profusa is telling you. Oh, it's just a little substance. Don't worry. And wirelessly, your doctor will know your sugar or your heart rate. This is a one thing, right? You don't have to get poked all the time with your blood sugar. But it can monitor much more than that. It can monitor, let's say, your sweat glands. And the sweat glands are on par with a police station's polygraph test. So that's called electrodermal analysis. So they could also use it if they choose to see if you're lying by sweat gland analysis. They also know something about voice inflection. It can monitor voice inflection, believe it or not. They have the capabilities. They have the capabilities of knowing what medicines are inside you. I mean, who's
Yeah,
what
Carrie,
to know that?
let me just say this.
Alcohol.
You're breaking up a little bit here. If it gets much worse, we'll have to go to a second communication here. So, ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. If the interruptions are temporary and sporadic, we can continue. If not, we'll go to a different communications venue and you won't even know the difference. Can I go back to one thing you said? You said that these are like, I'm going to take it like communication beacons. I know a lady named Virginia Farver. I've known her for 15 years. And Virginia won a lawsuit against the FCC. And one of the things that came out against the lawsuit, from my understanding, is that vaccines, the remaining elements can be excited and affected by 5G. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, because these substances inside of these vials, so the hydrogel, which is also known as nanolipid particle, they have the capability of Wi-Fi communication, meaning they can respond to something that's a communication like you getting a text message on your phone. So something is sent through the air, right? And it, your device can pick it up and respond, and then you can respond to that. Same thing. You can have this substance inside of you, and something through the air can actually give a message, instruction, a code, and you, not even knowing it, your body can respond to that. So
what about behavioral control? Does it work that way too?
100% it can affect someone's behavior. They've been doing these kinds of researches for quite some time. We do know that since the 1920s or so, Russia and the United States had been in a war called the Woodpecker Project, where they would send frequencies across the seas. And they knew that it would affect the behavior of the general population. So this is not a new concept. So they have been looking at behavior control on using sort of different impulses, whether they're auditory, they're optogenic light. And now you can go to the next level where you have the substance inside of you, hydrogel, that actually can be programmed where if it gets the instruction and you have the substance inside of you, it can release something or institute a change in your body. So it could release a drug payload. A drug could be released. Or it could make a neuropeptide, a hormone or dopamine release, or it could make a toxin released. I mean, we're talking about things that I know this goes outside of our normal thinking because it does. This is science that is kind of a quantum leap of what we're understanding. But the military's research shows apparently that this is possible. I was told about this at a business owners meeting that they could modify behavior in this manner and that they really liked this idea because they thought that the general person out there was not a very good person for society. This was talked about at a business owners meeting in Atlanta, that they needed to learn and be able to modulate people's behavior in general. So
what kind of business was represented here? Who controlled the meeting?
So I was invited to be part of this business owners meeting, and it was like a chamber of commerce, like a Metro Atlanta chamber of commerce, but this was a specific group. I was very naive to what this was. I thought it was just like a chamber of commerce, but my first and only meeting, because I didn't go back, this was back in the end of 2014, all of us were bussed in. When we got there, our cell phones were jammed, meaning our cell phones did not work for communication. And I was not liking this. There was Delta, like airlines, people from CNN, people from big tech companies. I was a very small fish. I was completely not a normal person there. In fact, when I got there, when people asked me, oh, what do you do? And I told them I'm a doctor. I own a clinic at the time. They laughed and I said, what good are you to us? We don't need you. And one of the people actually told me, they're like, well, our bodies will be changed soon. We won't need doctors like you. So that's literally what I was told when I was there. And so then this meeting was quite a special meeting. I call it a divine appointment because I could have gone to other ones. But they talked about the future of Metro Atlanta, that they felt there was an issue with the people, that they were preventing other companies from other countries from coming to Atlanta, because the other countries were saying, well, the people of Metro Atlanta are too racist. They're not amenable to new cultures. And also, they're not that bright. They talked about people in this manner. And the people in this group, they consider themselves controllers. So there are controllers and controlled. That's it. That's how they saw the world. Not by caste systems or anything, just controllers and controlled. And they said that our world would change very fast and very soon. And so they felt that they had to modify the behavior of the people to make them better people, to make them more enticing for these companies to come to Metro Atlanta. And so they came up with a solution, they claimed, that would help modify people's behavior very fast. They gave the timeline of around 2020 that they wanted this to take effect. Sanjay Gupta was a doctor. He took credit for some of this. He went up there and said he felt that lying was very unhealthy for people, not only just for the society, but for the person's bodily health as well. This is his stance. And he said, well, they found out a way, and he gave the example of Profusa, P-R-O-F-U-S-A. He said they found a way through Profusa where they could use this substance hydrogel. He didn't say how they would get it inside the body. But if this substance was used, once it was enough in the body, they could modulate behavior. And this is how he said it would be done. He gave the example of two women talking on the phone. One woman was late for meeting the other woman at a restaurant. And so while they're talking, she was apologizing and saying, I'm sorry, I'm running late. I'm at the gym, you know, working out at the gym. Well, the phone in a millisecond would know the woman is lying because it was analyzing all her biometrics. It knew that she was sedentary. Her heart rate was resting. By her GPS location, she was really at a bar drinking alcohol because her blood alcohol content was elevated in her biometrics. It also knew she was lying by her electrodermal analysis, by the sweat glands. It knew by voice inflection she was lying. They're really good at knowing many things by voice inflection. They also have a way of monitoring brainwaves of what you're thinking. They claimed at that time they knew with 85% accuracy your thoughts. They knew if you're taking a drug and what manufacturer it was. We're talking many different biometric measurements. So at that very moment when the program analyzed and knew the woman was lying, while she was still talking on the phone, an impulse was sent. He didn't say how. If it was light, it was sound, I'm not sure how. But he said the woman would be given a shock. He said the word shock. Many of us in the audience gasped at that word. And he said, I guess you don't like that word. I'll use the word buzz. So what did he exactly mean by that? I'm not sure, but it was an instant repercussion to the human body. Again, it could be a drug payload released. It could be a neuropeptide. Who knows? Toxin. I'm not sure. And so he said after that initial shock, the woman would then have the amount of lies analyzed over 3 months. If she lied too much for the algorithm, again, this is a computer system, no people are involved, she would be considered a bad human. And bad humans don't have access to good food. They don't get good jobs. They don't get to travel. They don't get good health care, et cetera. At this point, there's a standing ovation in this audience where I was horrified. And they argued about who would monetize off this, but they didn't really care. I mean, people can hack into the system. They also argued about whether or not they would tell the people they were doing this. They said they were not the only city to do this, of course. They had many other cities. And I was horrified, and I told the people at my table, I said, how could you stand for this? She said, they all said, well, I know it sounds inhumane, but, you know, Carrie, you can't stop what's happening in the whole world. You'll see there's only controllers and controlled. You'll come running back to us. I said, never. This is going to be turned back on you, and this goes against God. And they did say at this one meeting, well, I guess you can live out in the you know, the countryside with the others, they had provisions for us that would not go along with this, that we would be self-sustaining out in the countryside for some time. And so I've never went back. I should have, just to find more things out. However, I have heard from somebody that still attends those meetings that this kind of talk has definitely gone forward. And they believe that they're able to all already modulate behavior in some way.
And you're saying the control mechanism is the vaccine that's been injected into the person, right? That's the transducing element.
Yeah, this is their most powerful way. They can try to get us to have some of this material in our bodies from other mechanisms like inhalation or maybe food, let's say, or maybe other drugs. But none of them was very powerful. None of them got enough of the, we call it a payload, inside the body. So this is where the vaccines have become so important to them, because if they can inject it in the body, they can get the payload very high. Of course, we know that giving too much of this kind of substance into the human body is dangerous, because of, we've seen the many deaths that happen. Having the hydrogel payload that is quite high can obviously cause different kinds of clotting and strokes and things like that. So it's not healthy for our bodies to have something synthetic like this, of course.
Right. There's a lot of things here that you're confirming. I know one of them, I know Dr. Sherry Edwards, she's developed this technology that's a truth-telling technology, but she can also analyze vocal prints, and the frequencies are associated with moods, behaviors, personality traits, and she's even narrowed down to motivation. And I would be skeptical, except from an anecdotal point of view. She knew things I had health-wise as a child that I outgrew. It was bizarre. The other thing you've hit on here is the work of Jose Delgado. 1961, I used to teach this in my psychology classes. He fought a bull. In fact, I think the video's on YouTube still. He fought a bull, but used electronic transmission to calm the bull down. He went to Yale from Barcelona, and then quickly he went to work for the CIA. And when he got out in 2011, he said, yeah, we did things with mind manipulation, and we could do things with emotions and so forth. And he said, we went too far. And a month later, he was dead. So you're talking about a lot of things I have familiarity with. Let me ask you one question about what you said, though. You said pretty soon, someone told you pretty soon it won't matter. Basically we won't be affected by any of this stuff. Were you referencing transhumanism? Is that what the person was talking about?
Yes. So, you know, the person in the beginning of the meeting said our bodies would be changed, so we won't need doctors, the regular doctors, right? Everything will be like a computer program. That's why viruses are just like a computer virus. It's the same thing. It's a corrupted code. And then they would know that they did know that they could not get everybody to do this transhumanism thing. So they made provisions that there would be people living on the outskirts of major cities being self-sufficient for a while, whatever that means. And the World Economic Forum has told us the same thing, that, you know, that there would be groups of us that would not let this happen to our bodies. And we would be, you know, on the outskirts of town again, self-sufficient. So this is definitely a common theme, that the bodies will be changed quickly. And this goes into the Internet of Things or the Internet of Bodies. Right. They consider us part of this, meaning our bodies must be connected to the World Wide Web, as though we are just an Apple computer or, you know, a PC, nothing more than that. And people have to know the dangers of this in so many ways. I mean, this is losing autonomy, creativity. It is downgrading us to an inanimate thing, not even an animal anymore, but an inanimate object. You have no rights. If you think we're being oppressed now, you have absolutely no idea what kind of hell this could lead to. People are lured by, oh, I can just fix something with a code, or I could be superhuman in some way. And I mean, do you really think that?
Go ahead.
No, just letting people know, just remember the lure is not what the movies show you. the reality is something different. I can tell you at these meetings, nobody ever says this makes you a better person or healthier. It just talks about how to oppress and manipulate and dominate another person. That's their motivation.
I've heard this before. What's the purpose of the hydrogel? What does it specifically do?
It's the secret sauce of how any of this works. So without hydrogel, none of this technology would work. Genetic augmentation would never work without hydrogel. This superconducting material, transhumanism, could never work without hydrogel. So you have to have the 5G, the big bandwidth on the outside, and then the inside of the body, hydrogel. So hydrogel is the mother substance. It can, it could be turned into something called a quantum dot. It could be turned into the payload on demand or drug on demand. It could be the biosensor. It could be a scaffolding where it can help fix like your knee cartilage. There's many different functions. Now, what is it exactly? Good luck trying to find a researcher or scientist to tell you what it is, because none of them really know, understand it. It is my opinion that this is knowledge that has been given to us. This is technology that has been given to us, which is quite dangerous. When you're given something that goes a quantum leap above our understanding in science, without wisdom, it makes it a very dangerous substance, a very dangerous technology. And that's what's going on, because none of them really understand this. It has been used in military subjects. We know this. And has been used before with, let's say, Black Hawk helicopter pilots. They would tell them it was just temporary. And so when they had the substance inside them, they would wear a magnetic helmet. And at that point, when they're in the cockpit, anytime they move their eyes or they thought something, the machine, the Black Hawk, and they became one. And so it would immediately respond. They became one entity, which is great, great fighting machine. And that worked well until more people got smartphones, more people got, you know, smart electronics, the low orbit satellites. So what happened to these people is that not all the technology was leaving their body after they flew. And so they would actually get cross thoughts, you know, like a thought that wasn't theirs. And it became so dramatic that it was like a schizophrenia. They didn't know what reality was right and true. The other problem was people learned how to hack into them. They learned how to hack into your body and probably cause different kinds of thoughts or maybe even visual or auditory things to happen. And what started to happen is, sadly, a lot of these military victims committed suicide, have committed suicide. So I want people to realize this is not a panacea where you're just like this super Neo in a matrix. These benefits come with a lot of horrors too. So this is, and when you take God out of the equation, what do you think is going to operate that? It's to me, it's a way for the demonic element to get involved, like a high tech way. And to me, this is biblical and scriptural, because if something's able to get into your thoughts and read them, and something's able to put thoughts in your head, it's acting like it's your God, little G God, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So here we have, to me, the battle of good and evil, and we are living it out right now. And it's about our free will choice. What do you choose to happen to your holy temple, your body?
Mm-hmm. This is not surprising because it's parallel to technology I'm aware of, but is it a termination device? I know the death curve is way up. Is that a byproduct of this moving towards control? Tell me why everyone doesn't die that takes it. What's the purpose here in your estimation?
It's my opinion that this technology was rushed and it's very sloppy. And so everybody has been the guinea pig. They've been experimenting, using different batches, tweaking them, altering them. I can, and others have visibly seen these batches look not all the same. So this is a dirty technology, dirty science, but they have told us they're experimenting on us. So they're not sure either how this works. That's one thing. The other thing is they talk about a lot about doing the culling You know, this is to thin out the herd, to thin out the population, so it's
Right.
easier to control a smaller group of people. And again, I think this is spiritual. In my opinion, it is a sacrifice of people, because we're in a spiritual battle as well. And I believe their targets are really children, because a person that is really strongly connected to their identity of who and what they are, and know themselves well, and also connected with God, the true living God, they will know when a thought goes in their head that's not theirs. It's not easily, this technology doesn't work as well. But with a child, imagine that, so tiny, they don't know what thought is theirs, what thought is something else, right? So it's easy to manipulate a child. And then a child that doesn't know if they're a boy or a girl or a cat or a dog, which is an epidemic right now. And these kids, many of them have absolutely no idea about the true living God. Imagine that. They are the perfect target for this technology, for them to accept it and assimilate it in their body.
So, was it your objection to mandatory vaccines and concerns you found, biochemically, proteins and so forth? Was that what led you to this meeting and this discovery process you embarked on?
It's kind of a long story, but in my clinic, one of many things were happening. It's one of the major hot topics was that I was really good at pattern recognition, and I started to see some strange patterns happening all of a sudden in the population. And making an educated guess, I was able to know, for instance, in October of 2008, it happened to be a strange ice storm in Metro Atlanta, and this strange syndrome happened, and it was Rocky Mountain spotted fever, a variant of that. And I was identifying with labs and treating it appropriately, and then it was getting cleared out, and I could prove by labs it was being cleared out. One of many things that happened. And so I had the attention of the CDC, the public health department on many levels, and an internal investigator. I was just doing my job. And then another, and one day would stop, one day would start, one day would stop, one day would start, one day would stop. Mother Nature does not do that. That's not how things work naturally in nature. So you could extrapolate what you would think that is. The CDC is not that far from the clinic. Other tick illnesses were just started and stopped, started and stopped. And Mycoplasma pneumonia, which is the oldest bioweapon in the world, most prevalent bioweapon, people know it as walking pneumonia, but it's used as many different things. Again, there was an outbreak of that. So I definitely became in the middle of this turmoil, and I didn't mean to. Now, I was able to, in the clinic, we were able to clear out this mycoplasma, proving it by labs, okay? Because technically, a lot of people don't ever get the labs drawn. I was drawing them to prove how it could be cleared out of the body, no more antibody production. So this is my theory of why they were interested in me, because I was contacted by somebody in the CDC, a researcher, and somebody that was in the federal government, and they said, "How are you clearing it out, the mycoplasma? It's not supposed to be cleared out." And that's literally what they said. They admitted that. And so I just kind of played dumb. I put everything in my notes that I was doing. So you would just have to, figure it out on your own exactly how I was doing it, but it was there. I didn't say it outright. And so I guess they tried to get me to join on their side to figure out what I knew. This is my theory of that. And that's when they started to lure me in and say, "You could be on our side, da, da, da." I did not accept that. And so shortly after that, I was given an ultimatum. And this does happen to doctors and researchers. They said, "Okay, you need to sell your office." And I said, "Okay, I'll sell the office." Like, "No, you need to be in the office," meaning I would have to sign a contract with this university. DARPA was associated with these projects that I would never be a part of. And I said, "Absolutely never." And then they said, "Well, your personal, me, well-being and safety are in grave danger." And this was followed up in written form. I knew that that was serious. That I mean, if I, they told me something would happen to me personally if I didn't join them, and I would not join them. So I did my choice, which was pretend to go on vacation. I got rid of everything I ever owned. I had just 8 suitcases and my 2 dogs. And I went to a place in Dominican Republic where I knew some people. And that was end of June of 2015. And the office stayed running with a nurse practitioner, doctor for a short time before it was closed down. And I stayed there for 6 years. And the week I left is when Dr. Jeffrey Bradstreet was murdered. He lived not that far from me. And then I sat there and watched between 60 and 100 of the outspoken integrative physicians, chiropractors, et cetera. They were murdered or suicided. So that was started in 2015. And so that's where I stayed. And I wondered why I was burdened with this knowledge and why I was alive. And that's when I got really close with God, because I had nothing, right? I had no identity anymore. I didn't really have a profession. I did some medical missionary work, but nothing. I was, you know, at the time, my friends and family thought I was crazy. You lose everything, right? The only thing I had left was God. And so that's when you really empty yourself out. I was very an empty vessel. And I said, God, I don't understand this, but this is evil. And whatever you can do to use me for your mission, for what you are doing here on earth, I want to be a part of that. And so I ended up having to heal myself as well. I had to lose the fear. I had to lose the fear of dying, right? And so I was able to do that. And when this COVID pandemic started, when the lockdowns happened, March of, 2020, sorry. That's this big weight lifted off my shoulders. And I heard this voice, God's voice saying, now we can begin. And when I heard that, I saw many things that happened in my life play like a movie reel. And I saw how every trauma or trial or tribulation trauma was for a specific purpose so I could learn and understand the story. And I got it. I got it for the first time. And I also knew that it's up to him. So I don't have fear. I came back in like March of 2021 and I started speaking up in the Dominican, but then I also came back to speak in person here and I plan to stay here, not going anywhere.
Are they, well, first of all, I should mention this. I had Clay Clark on a number of months ago. He's come on my show a lot, but this particular time he talked about a Duke professor played the video, played clips from Harare from the World Economic Forum. And this Duke professor was recorded at the World Economic Forum. And they refer to humans as hackable humans and that they would know what they're thinking. It would be great for workplace monitoring. Are vaccines a part of that? Or is this, do you think, a separate technology?
No, of course they're part of it. It's the easiest, fastest, most efficient way to introduce the technology into a body quickly. The payload you can put in through the vaccine is very high. So this is why they're pushing the vaccines. They're not really vaccines. The COVID shots are not. And we have reason to believe they're sneaking this technology into all the regular vaccines as well.
I've heard that too. Tetanus among them. I have heard the same thing. Well, what do you do now? I mean, are you involved in just besides spreading the word? Have you developed any antidotes? Have you heard of anybody that has? How do people deal with this once they've taken the vaccine? Is it too late?
Well, first of all, I believe in the scriptures. That's the only truth that I know that's in this world. And I know it says throughout the scriptures, our Father, our Savior can heal anything, especially if we are, we pray to him and we are repentful, meaning we don't do it again. And we believe in the ability for him to heal us. I believe that we are at that point right now that we need a divine intervention, that we do not have a human solution. You see other people saying they have detoxes, and I have detoxes for your body, but not one person on this planet has a detox that can take the shot completely out of your body. We don't know how to do that. However, this is when we need God. And I believe this has gone this far because God is showing us what happens when we ask him to leave our lives. We ask him to leave the government, the schools, even the churches, our homes. And this is why we're at this point. So there is a greater purpose to all this, but we need God. Now we do things for our bodies, right? So heavy metal detoxes, protecting ourselves from EMF. So this is not a watch. This protects me from the EMF. By research, I could feel the difference at home as well. And when I'm traveling, that helps tremendously. I believe in the amazing ability of us, our human spirit, that divine spark. So the more we connect with each other, we're cooking together, we start living closer together, we're growing our own foods, things like that, that actually is powerful to us because we're not becoming just a number in the machine. That is very powerful. So just as frequency can affect us negatively, good frequency can heal DNA and can heal our bodies. So we need to start making our own music again. It's all throughout the scripture too. It talks about that. The good frequency is healing. And so we are working on other things. I mean, through the Holy Spirit helping us, I do believe that there's going to be some things that we could do through maybe even water and using the frequency in the right way. But again, we have to first come out and say what's wrong, acknowledge it, admit it, not run away in fear, but see what's going on, come together, pray, and these solutions will come to us, of course.
Okay. It seems to me that, I mean, I think you alluded to the fact you do heavy metal detox. It seems to me that that might have an application, though, to the vaccines, since it is a form of heavy metal pollution, isn't it? At least that's what I've heard.
All of them do. So yes, it's one of the keys. You must remove the heavy metals. And there's an oral way to do that. You can use zeolite clay, or I really like something called DMSA. There's a good brand, DMSA Synergy from Canada. And there are ways to do it safely where you're only taking one capsule a day for 3 days and you're off for 11 days. You must give that time period so that the body can effectively flush out the heavy metals so that you're not redistributing it back into your brain. You know, people talk about the IV chelation, which can be good, but you have to be really careful. I never recommended that at my clinic because many people I saw would just redistribute the metals. So you can do it a very slow process through the chelation of orally, but also baths. I love detox baths. I have some of the protocols on my webpage for free. It's a free downloadable resource. I've used them for so long. They can also take radiation out of your body, pesticides, all kinds of things like that. So I highly recommend people start looking into them and start utilizing them. People always feel better with them with all kinds of different symptom complexes. So I use them minimum 3 times a week. I try to, you know, if you're feeling really sick, do one a day for a while.
Okay,
well,
we do live in a toxic environment, that's for sure. Do you agree with Clay Clark's characterization, though? Humans are hackable to the point where thoughts can now be understood.
If you look and see what people can do with voice inflection, they can tell an awful lot about a person.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, they have, and they still do the world simulation event that was in 2006, a military exercise where they identified through different biometrics, through different spending habits, maybe even through voice inflection. I don't know all their parameters. They were able to identify to a very high degree everybody's behavior patterns. They can predict anything you and I would do, except probably not you and I, because there's a tiny percentage of us that are the divergents. We do not fit the mold. We actually are not so predictable, and we're not so moldable. And so they actually study us, parts of the government and the world. They study these us, the divergent. So what makes us different? I think it's sure we learn how to critically think, but I think if you are truly follow the Holy Spirit, you follow the true living God, you follow that law. So all these other influences don't get us. You threaten me with taking away all my money. Fine. I don't care. I'm still following God's law. So this is those kind of people with that kind of fortitude where you protect your children no matter what, no matter what they're threatening you with, you're going to do the right thing. I believe that those are called, that's the divergent, you know, the ones who really follow God's law.
You know, I've had the same sense that there are people who are not subject to the propaganda, the manipulation, whatever form it takes. I have seen that too. And I hate to say this about myself, but I kind of put myself in that category because I don't seem to be taken in like a lot of other people in this stuff. For people who couldn't travel to see you and they said, okay, I need to do some detoxing because this is all around us and the threat's ubiquitous, or maybe I took an injection that I shouldn't have taken. What kind of elements can they put into their body to counter the effects of a vaccine they might have already taken? What would you tell them about what they should be doing?
Well, just to let people know, we've all been contaminated with some of this product because they put it in different things. So nobody should be thinking of themselves better than another. You know, I see that a lot, a division. But if someone sees like, oh, my gosh, I had no idea. Again, pray. I see miracles with praying. That's very key. Also, again, heavy metal detox. There is a product I really like called Touchstone.
Can you say that again? You broke up
a little bit. It's family owned. We know where it comes from. It's in the.
Carrie, can you say that again? Because you broke up when you said the name. Uh-oh. We got a freezing action here.
Touchstone.
Okay,
product.
Touchstone. Okay. Okay.
And, let me see. I'll just take myself off video right now. Maybe that's better. But products. It has a zeolite clay that's by spray that can actually, under the live blood microscopy, you can see the zeolite be able to grab onto the graphene. This is the synthetic substance in the bloodstream. That's pretty amazing and easy to take. And then also they have a dropper form for the digestive tract. So those two are really great at being able to cleanse the blood. So I really like those quite a bit. Again, protecting yourself from the electromagnetic frequencies, the company EMFSOL.com, EMFSOL.com. So Corey, he has research to show how it protects the human body from all these 5G influences. And we know that anyone who has a substance, it's affected by the 5G. So the more you protect yourself, the better you are. I think it's good for everyone. That's really, really important for people to know that. So those, the heavy metal detox that, and again, I love these detox baths, but you can also do saunas. Sweating it out is another way to do that as well. And also make sure that your body is healthy in general. So if you have any dental issues, I'd say that is one of the most important things you take care of because that affects your whole body. Your immune system goes much higher. And just know that we know that there is a shelf life to a lot of the products that they've been injecting in people. This is why they ask people to do boosters. So, you know, this does not last in the body forever. So just remember that.
Do you know what the shelf life is for a vaccine that they're giving us?
We don't know anything for a fact, but I can tell you from the research of, let's say, the hydrogel itself, you know, they were looking at sometimes it was a year. I saw the longest it was 6 years, but that was incredibly rare. I doubt that this hydrogel could last that long. It was, you know, more like 1 to 2 years at the most. So, but we also have to watch and make sure that we're drinking clean water. I'd say that make sure you're cleaning your own water. That's another way that they can get this stuff in you. So clean your own water, protect your body from the EMF. Those are the two most important detoxes, then detox from the heavy metals and different things using zeolite clays.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this then. So we're into the area of, like you mentioned, this one guy who has the EMF, EMFSOL.com product, protecting against frequencies. You're doing detox here. The medical establishment's very proprietary. So can you take a minute and tell us, do they harass you? Do they come after you? Do they say you're violating this or that? I know the frontline doctors went through a lot of harassment. So how have you dealt with that, and what kind of encounters have you had with the authorities?
Well, I mean, I had to leave the country because I felt like my life was in danger, and it was in danger. It was not in my head. I mean, they were doing random audits. They were harassing me, the medical board. The medical board has been harassing me forever. So they've been doing misinformation campaigns, all kinds of things, saying I'm misinformation, and then they escalated it to the attorney general for misinformation. I mean, people don't understand that pressure is intense on a doctor. But sadly, a lot of doctors take their own lives because of that. So, the beginning of this year, I decided I don't want to be associated with them anymore because wasn't even prescribing anything. It doesn't mean anything. So, I put them on notice. So, I wrote them a letter back and put them on notice and told them who I am, first of all. I told them, I came at them from the law of air, which is covenant, which is God's law, and law of the land, which is common law, constitutional law. So that puts me above jurisdiction than their maritime law. And I told them that I'm a daughter of the true living God. I am an American free woman, and I am also the grantor of the original jurisdiction and its beneficiary. So that makes them my employee. And I put a notice saying that they broke God's law, the Constitution, our Bill of Rights. And that I was no longer associated with them or the DEA, which gives me the right to prescribe any controlled substances. And I'm really shortening this up, but that was one of the most powerful and healthy things I ever did for myself, because now I'm more free to speak, more free to teach people. And I forgot to mention one of the most important things for people to know about, which is chlorine dioxide or miracle mineral solution. Every single person on this planet should know about that. You look up theuniversalantidote.com, theuniversalantidote.com, and start learning about it. Purchase books, hard copy, as soon as possible because they're trying to make them obsolete. They have Telegram channels about this, but making this on your own, this chlorine dioxide has been known to clear out just about any infection you can think of. It's been helping people. This is anecdotally with cancers. I can't tell you what to do, right? They don't let us do that anymore. And also with different symptom complexes. I mean, you can everybody needs to remember that. That's important if you got the shot. Okay. And anybody for anything. So anyway, I told them they did not have the ability to take away for my gift to heal, because that's God-given, and I'll follow in the example of Yeshua, Jesus, the apostles and the prophets. And so I knew they were mad because this was their way they had a control over me, over any of us. And they tried to intimidate me, the DEA, to get me to go back. They tried to do a ploy visiting my residence with two sheriffs they hired, all these lights. And they're just trespassing, and they had a fraudulent letter because it wasn't dated or signed, and the letter was full of these verbose kind of things, and really it was just gaslighting. It was saying, "Oh, you separated from us, and you said you have cause, as I do. Well, you can visit one of our facilities, like a military base." No, I'm not doing that.
That's crazy.
You can
I wouldn't
go
do that
there
either.
and give your
Well, Carrie, we're just about out of time. How can
So what it
people?
was doing is,
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna
No,
say
you go ahead.
we're just about out of time. Yeah, and I mean we could go on for a long time with this. How can people find out more from you on what they can do if they're vaccine poisoned?
There's my I have my webpage, which is my first and last name.com, so it's carriemade.com. On there, I have some free downloadable resources. I also have like it's a 6-hour course you can take on detoxing, which goes into more in depth. And I have a weekly Tuesday meeting where we have different topics on every week, and we also pray. So there's different information versus the products I talk about are on there. So there are links to those if you like that. So that's where I primarily am.
Okay. Well, I listen, this has been very informative and I appreciate you coming on. And by the way, if you're wondering how you spell Carrie's last name, it's Madej, Carrie, Carrie, Carrie Madej. And is that .com? Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay. So we'll send people over there. Carrie, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate the information. And I guess we're going to see each other at Hear the Watchman conference early next year.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. It's my pleasure, my honor to be here.
Okay, take care. Thank you.